What about a sack full of money?
I'll take it.
All over the highway.
Stop.
Yeah, East Rutherford, New Jersey, 8:30 yesterday morning. I guess some malfunction on the back of a Brinks truck caused the door to click open. 20s, 100s, and 50s blowing out the back of this car all over the highway.
See, here's my question for this incident. If you're going to be in charge of a Brinks truck, it's kind of like when you're on a computer and you go to delete something and it says, are you sure? Are you sure? You always have a backup plan. So if the doors fling open, aren't the sacks, or shouldn't the sacks, I say, be super tied really tight and then
no,
inside that?
No, it's just
that,
a pile of random money just stacked in the back.
Like Italian job and the doors open and it just goes everywhere. Somebody didn't follow through. Someone was just lazy that day and they're like, you know what? I don't have
you
time for this.
You didn't zip the bags? Nope. You don't shrink wrap them?
Just let it go. He's fired. Merry Christmas to him.
Dude, I was going to grab some, because a lot of people are taking cell phone video, but I couldn't grab any of it just because there's so many F words. Look at all the effing money.
Oh my gosh.
And there's horns honking. People are slowing down. But what I didn't get is I didn't see any video of anybody jumping out the car to grab it.
Because they probably would have gotten hit by a car.
Yo, if I can scoop a quick $100,000 real quick, I might take a broken ankle or fly off a hood.
What does that tell you about the American people these days?
Well,
they'll get a car wreck to get $50.
Yeah, sad, but dude.
Just turn on your windshield wipers and hope you catch some of them in the windshield wipers.
You believe this, lady? I'm sorry, maybe I'm just a bad person, but lady showed up to police headquarters to return some of the cash she got stuck in her windshield. I'm sorry, if I pick up cash in my radiator, that's mine, dude.
Yeah, but it came out of a Brinks truck, so it clearly doesn't belong to you. And she's, look, karma,
whatever.
I'm a big believer. Karma comes back around. That's going to bite you in the
ass.
Okay,
if
eventually.
I had gotten out of the car and taken the money, I could see where the karma might be stacked against me. If it happens upon my windshield, I can't help that.
You're taking that as a sign that the money wanted to be. Money came to you. The money flocked to you. The money, it's
you know,
your money now.
If the universe really didn't want me to have it, would have kept the door shut on that Brinks truck. That's where I'm at.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.